Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thanks to this week's sponsor, OpenFit. Text views to 303030. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where we have a whole bunch of jokes planned for you. I'm gonna start with the first one. I found this joke on TikTok. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever fucking stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy now.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good.
Roll the intro music! Boom!
What's up, guys? This is the Views Podcast. I'm David. That's Jason Nash. Together we're Dash. And
yeah, the power couple of 2019.
We just...
We are farmers.
Yesterday, Jason and I had a tennis match. We played for 10 grand.
Yes, we did.
Against Jeff Wittick, our friend, and Dylan Francis.
Celebrity DJ.
Dylan Francis. Big time. Money bags, we like to call him, because he just brings in so much cash. And Jeff brought in his money, which was vacuum sealed, because he has a drug dealer friend that he got the money from, which is still pretty fucking crazy to me. I'm surprised you let that slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like as a father, you'd step in and say
something. Oh, I let it slide?
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do?
Be like, hey.
Call my kid's school? Say there's a drug dealer on the loose?
No, just be like, hey, Jeff, maybe you're not hanging out with the right people.
Well, I've told him many times that he needs to cut ties with his old life.
No, it's crazy. It's really fucking scary. Yeah. The bags were vacuum sealed. Like, they literally, like, they had to ship him in a submarine in case they were going to get wet or something. But yeah, so we ended up winning, which was great. That was exciting. And then we had a party for Jason that night at 3 a.m.,
yeah, David won the $10,000. He's like, what do I do with the money? What do I do with the money? You kept asking me all day because we had a little Memorial Day party here. You must have asked me like 5 times, what do I do with the money?
Sure.
And I said,
give it to someone that needs it. And I said,
At what point did you decide to throw a party with the 10 grand?
Well, I always wanted to throw that party.
And when did you come up with the idea to do it that night? What time?
When Dylan was there. When Dylan started playing tennis with us. I was I'll just knock it out tonight with Dylan. Because I was like, when am I going to do this? What DJ am I going to find? And then Dylan was right there. So I'm like, let's fucking do it. I've had that party idea. That's the only idea I've been holding on to for the last 2 weeks. I don't have any other ideas ever.
Yeah.
And that was like the one idea I had for 2 weeks, and I've been trying to get it done.
All right.
So it finally worked yesterday.
Yeah, when you came in my room at 3 a.m.
Yeah, so Jason was sleeping.
I wanted to just fucking punch you right in the face. I was so angry. It's so hard for me to get sleep. It's literally just so hard. I can't fall asleep. And when I do, and the really thing that really hurt me, David, was I've done a lot of stuff on YouTube that's very embarrassing, and I never get embarrassed. But the chin strap that I was wearing for my sleep apnea last night, and not only did I tell you it was very embarrassing, you used it as the thumbnail. my mother just told me.
Yeah, it looks so scary. Because it looks so scary on you, I made the title, "We Did This to Him While He Was Sleeping." It looked like we tied you down by your mouth. Yeah, Jason wears a sleep apnea mask, and it's really fucking terrifying.
It's a chin strap that keeps your chin close to your mouth so your tongue doesn't fall to the back of your throat.
Jesus Christ, that happens with you?
Yeah.
Your tongue falls to the back of your throat?
I wake up like,
get the fuck out.
It's awful.
You snore like crazy.
Why, did you hear me snoring last night?
Yeah, well, so what happened is at 1:30, at 1:30, I told everyone to meet us at the park.
Yeah.
We had shuttles there, prepared to shuttle up everybody to go to your house to do this party.
Yeah.
And Natalie comes out running into the living room. And she goes, the shuttles have left. They have left for Jason's house. And I go, what the fuck? And I got in my car and I went 80 miles per hour down my street to your house. And all the kids were standing outside your house. every single one of them. One kid was pissing in the neighbor's yard. It was fucking chaos.
Wait, and no one knocked?
No, no one knocked. That's they were just standing outside. And then the shuttles were leaving. They were going back down the hill like to leave. And I chased them down. And I was like throwing stuff at the shuttle because it was fucking leaving. And then it stopped. And I was like, take everyone back. So everyone got back on the bus. And they went back down to the park.
Wow.
And then I went down to the park and I explained to them, I'm like, guys, this isn't a party. Please don't, if you're expecting to have a good time, go home right now. I won't be mad, but I just want to let you guys know that this is not a party whatsoever.
Right.
It's going to be like two songs that we're going to play and then it's over. That's it.
Right.
And everyone was like so cool with it. Not a single person left. There was like 150 kids there and everyone
That's
was
amazing.
Like, yeah, we get it.
How did you find 150 people to
Seth,
come to your...
Certified casting. I should give him a plug here.
Certified casting.
Yeah, Seth found everybody. And
from Atlanta.
Yeah, from Atlanta. Yeah. And it was great. So they all came and then we snuck into your house at about 2 a.m. We started setting up all the stuff and I went into your room to keep an eye on you. And I sat in your room for about 45 minutes. Just sitting right under your bed in case like you were to wake up, and you were snoring really loud, but you also had a podcast going, so I knew you wouldn't hear anything, and you were listening to. And at one point, that your podcast stopped, so I had to go on your phone and restart it. And you're fucking such a loud snorer.
Well, I didn't listen. We're not dating. I didn't ask you to come in and you know criticize what happens in the middle of the night with me.
Sure,
you're such a loud snorer. I didn't know that about you. Boy, my opinion is just a lot less than it used to be of you.
Sure.
And yeah. I listened to Pete Holmes' podcast. That's what I was listening to.
Oh, okay.
I listened to that the last few nights.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis was on it. He was really funny.
Zach, yeah, he's the best. I've listened to that.
Oh, no, it was Jack Black. It was Tenacious D. That was
Tenacious D, yeah. I fell asleep to that one.
Yeah, I know.
I literally was like, you're lucky when you came in because I might have been up.
Did you feel me spooning you?
Oh, that's what that... I thought someone had a spatula in my butt.
No, I could hear you waking up. So I quickly just grabbed your backside and I just held you really tight. And I played with your ears a little bit and I said, go back to bed, it's nothing. But you didn't wake up at all from all 150 people entering your house. And then all the people enter the house and then I actually had to wake you up myself. I had to go, Jason, wake up.
Yeah.
And then you woke up and then we took you outside and there was a massive...
And the beep from the alarm too, which is right by my head.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Every time the door opens, it beeps. Didn't you wake my mom up too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, your mom... So you're... I was told your mom was going to be sleeping in your kids' room.
Yeah.
And we got in the house and we're like, oh my God, his mom doesn't know we're breaking in. So we got to tell her and we went to go check the kids' room and she wasn't there. And Todd comes out and he goes, where the fuck is Lorraine? Where's Lorraine? And then I hear Matt from downstairs all of a sudden go, guys, I found Lorraine. And she was sleeping on the couch right in the middle of all of us setting up everything. And we didn't notice her because she was like in a little ball. She was like the size of a peanut. She was very small. We couldn't find her.
Sure.
And then I had to wake her up and I was like, Lorraine, wake up. We're surprising Jason. And she goes, shit. Am I dreaming? And I go, no, you're not dreaming. You're not dreaming. So, yeah. So then she went upstairs. And then we threw a party at your house and it was great.
When I came out, I was for sure that it was a dream. I literally was looking at it because there were so many people there. Sparklers. There was like girls that were like half dressed.
Yeah.
There in like cocktail waitresses. It was pretty bizarre.
It was chaos.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for the money that you gave to my kids. Like that was...
Well, we took it back.
No,
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear that part. No, I want to thank you. Like that was like so, that was so touching.
Sure.
To me, like
it's anything that, for me to. I like keeping my distance from those kids, right. So it's nice to give them gifts where I don't have to confront them.
Well, I already told them
what they
that
say?
You gave $10,000, and they Charlie start crying.
What?
And they wanna actually spend more time with you.
Oh, nice.
But no, that was
Charlie,
like...
Charlie didn't start crying.
Huh?
Did Charlie start crying?
No. She was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. I remember we surprised your kids with something.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I married Jason's... Our life is fucked up. I married Jason's mother the other day, and I became a stepfather. So I went to his kids, and I went, guys, I'm your grandfather now. And they're like, oh, okay. And then we were leaving after I told him, and Jason goes, Holy fuck, I see what you mean. Those fucking people do not give you a reaction at all. They don't react to anything.
No. I don't know if it's the camera.
No, they're like emotionless when I put the camera on them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I
literally told them I'm a part of their family now, and they were just like, cool.
I don't think they could process
that. That's why I was really shocked when you said that. Yeah, started crying.
I was like, David, you're right. Those fucking kids, they give you nothing.
Yeah.
That's dope. But though I do like, that was just so touching, you know, like, because, you know, when you have kids, you worry about them, you know, providing for them.
I had like an argument in my head, like, Dylan was like, they're not even going to go to fucking college. And I was like, I know. We're probably just going to blow it at Catch the next day.
Wait, what? Dylan said that?
Well, I also said that. I don't think they're going to go to college.
Of course they're going to go to college.
I think they're going to figure out, like, your son's a musician. He's going to find out something, right?
Their mother is like already like college. Because I've said the same thing. I'm like, he doesn't need to go to college.
Oh.
I'm like, just let him play music.
Yeah, but they're going to make that decision themselves.
No, their mother will make the decision for them.
No, they're gonna revolt. I'm telling you, Charlie. She's gonna turn 16, and she's never gonna talk to anybody. She has that attitude ready. She has so much sass, and it's just ready to fucking explode.
Yeah, but he won't.
He won't.
Yeah, he's.
He'll go to college.
He's
He's whipped.
He is pretty whipped by Charlie.
By
he gives it back to you a little bit. Like, I'm always impressed with him when you're like joking around with him.
Yeah,
he's not. He doesn't really get fazed by it. Because if like, I was 13, you were joking around with me the way you do, I'd like start to cry.
That's true. They are pretty good at that.
I ran into a girl the other day at Ralph's. I went to Ralph's to go buy something for my ex-wife. She needed celery. Because, you know, celery juice is all the rave here.
Yeah, why is that so special?
I don't know. It's very hard to find celery in LA right now because everyone's juicing it. But anyways, it's good for your joints and your mind or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm walking in and this girl goes, Jason Nash. She was a, 21, 22-year-old girl. And I go, hey, what's up? She goes, love the vlogs. I go, oh, cool. She goes, actually, my friend Rianne, she made out with David like 4 years ago. And I go, oh.
Rianne?
I might be getting the name wrong. And I go, oh.
I did hook up with a girl named that, close to that.
Yeah.
Somewhere, Illinois?
I don't know. And I go, well, I'll be sure to rub it in his face. And she goes, please do.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
My mom's been here for a couple weeks now.
Yeah. How is that? Are you liking it?
I love having her here. She got on my nerves once when I came home. And I said, I'm going to go in my room and clean my room. And she just followed me right in my room to clean my room. Because I wanted to just go clean my room. And also the kids were there too. So I just wanted like a few minutes. I'm going to go clean my room.
I love when you and your mom are trying to decide if you guys should. Like last night, it was like 11 o'clock and it was kind of late. I love you guys trying to decide whether or not you should go home. Because it's like, you go, mom, you want to go home? And she goes, I'll do whatever you want, Chase. I'll do whatever you want. And then you go, no, I'm down for whatever you want to do. I'll stay. I can leave. And she goes, oh, I can leave. I can also stay. And then you go, great. Yeah, I can do whatever. And you guys can't fucking decide. And then yesterday, the way you guys found out what you guys were going to go do is because she goes, I am kind of hungry. And then you go, great, let's go get food. That's what was like the decision factor.
It's the other one trying to please the other one, trying to figure out what the other one wants.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, mom. But we gotta cut down on that.
You do that too with me.
I do?
I hate when you do it because you don't mean it. So
what,
like,
are you talking about?
So I'll go, hey, you wanna go shoot at Dom's or Jonas? And you'll go, yeah. I'm so down to go shoot at Dom's or Jonas. And you're like, convince me that like you're really into the idea and you really want to go. And then when we get there, you go, I'm fucking beat.
I literally I just get a wave of tiredness that just hits me. I don't just go.
No, but I feel like you're like aiming to please me. And then you realize that you're actually fucking really tired. Like you're like, oh, I'm going to go help David. But then you're like, I can't fucking fake this any longer. I'm actually really, I'm broken right now.
I just get tired. I'm not faking it.
I know, faking it. Jesus, don't be so fucking offended. I'm just trying to say something about you. No need to get your panties in a fucking twist.
I'm not offended.
You're literally
giving you the answer to what you asked.
You're tearing up having this conversation with me.
Oh well, the video people will see that I'm not.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna have this be a video this week.
Well, that would be a good way to make your point.
Because I don't want people to find out fucking the truth that I'm a liar. Getting fit and staying healthy always sounds easier said than done, right?
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, well, I will, because Open Fit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. Jace, are you listening? It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out.
Why are you looking straight at me and my belly?
No, it was literally in the script.
Oh.
It said, look at Jason and ask if he's listening. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Open Fit classes are led by some of the most effective, engaging trainers in the world. Sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or get in crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes. These trainers know how to get your results quick.
Can they bat the chocolate chip cookies out of your hand at 3 in the morning?
I think there's an option for that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm definitely going to sign up for OpenFit.
View on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and Roku. Results you could see. Lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. Flatten your abs, shape your body, and look and feel great. OpenFit has changed the way I work out, and with my code VIEWS, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use my code VIEWS and start OpenFit for your journey to healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text VIEWS to 30-30-30. That's it.
Okay, so what do you text VIEWS to 30-30-30, and that's how you get the discount?
Yeah, and that's game over. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutritional information, totally free. Again, just text VIEWS to 30-30-30.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
What's going on in Mount Everest? You've been following this story, and you've tried to explain it to me like 4 times, and I don't understand.
Yeah, in the last, I think, I'm going to get this wrong. In the last like 2-3 weeks, 11 people have died climbing up it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's like some fucking crazy foot traffic trying to get up to the top of Mount Everest. And at one point, it's like just a solid line of people climbing this fucking mountain.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the picture on Twitter.
It's literally people walking up a mountain in a line, in a single file line. Jeff was telling me that it costs around $60,000 to climb Mount Everest.
Why are there so many people?
I mean, I was just thinking about it. It's pretty fucking cool if you can climb Mount Everest. Do you know that they have a gumball machine at the top of it? They have a Coke machine?
A Klondike bar?
That'd be the best fucking... That'd be the best advertisement, a Klondike bar machine at the top. I would climb
Dylan
it.
Francis?
I'd climb it if I can get helicopter lifted off of it when I'm at the top.
Going down must be just as hard.
And it's like, and for what reason? There's no motivation to go down other than to save your own life. You know what I mean? Like going up, you have this thing. I'm going to get to the fucking top.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I got to fucking go down? What?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Or they should make like a slide or an elevator or some shit. Like fucking make the down part a lot more fun.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. Did you hear me when I said $60,000 to climb up it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I think you get to, like, when you climb a thing like Everest or like any big like peak, you can pay for people to come carry all your stuff. So you have to have a guide so he can help you. And then you can have people like carry oxygen tanks, food, tents, supplies. And I think the more you pay, the more people you have that come with you, I would assume.
Yeah.
And Heath was saying that, like, when you climb Mount Everest, you actually have to stop. This is all from my friend, so I don't know if this is factual.
Yeah.
But he's saying you have to stop and smoke weed. I'm kidding. That's not what he said. he did say you have to stop at certain elevations and spend, like, multiple hours just at that elevation just so your body gets used to it before you continue the climb.
Oh, wow.
So it's, like, a couple-day journey no matter what, even if you're just – a really fast guy.
Guys, we're giving out a ton of information that we're not sure about right now, and that's pretty much how it goes on the Views podcast.
Yeah, and the top of Mount Everest, it's candy coated.
It's made of jelly beans.
and I know that because my friend Zane told me that one.
I walked in here the other night, and David had some friends over, and they're just watching people dying videos, parkour videos.
Yeah.
And you were watching some parkour videos, and I said, oh, people must die doing this.
Yeah, and they weren't parkour videos. We were watching those videos where people climb, like, buildings, like skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Like, huge skyscrapers, like ginormous ones, and they hang off the edge of them.
Yeah.
And Jason was like, they must die doing this. And I'm like, they do. And then I showed everyone a video of a guy literally falling off to his death.
What's the mindset there? Risking your life jumping on a skyscraper.
I mean, it's the same thing as climbing Mount Everest. It's just a cool thing to do. Like it's like you asking me, what's the mindset of you marrying my mother? It's
crazy.
It's a cool thing to do. Like, I'm glad I have that story.
Yeah,
now.
But you're not going to die doing that.
I don't know, man. She's been a handful. She's flipping
She's
me off.
She's flipping David off right now. Good for you. She does not take any of your shit.
No, she doesn't. That's why we're getting a divorce.
I take all of your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't care. She talks about you all the time.
No, but I would climb Mount Everest for sure.
You would not.
Yeah.
Liar.
In a couple years?
Yeah, right.
You really,
when I'm done with the vlogs?
You really?
When I marry Natalie?
You, what the fuck? You really doubt me, Jay.
Natalie carrying all your shit up Mount Everest. You getting all the glory filming yourself. You turn into a vacation vlogger, like extreme vlogger. That's awesome. You're ripped. You have huge muscles.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Maybe
that's David, I can't believe we're doing this. It's really cold. I have icicles coming out my nose.
The next segment of the podcast is called Joe Simeone Podcast. Is where we give our editor friend Joe 25 seconds to say and or do whatever he wants in return for him editing this podcast. And we're live in 3, 2. Joe Simeone Podcast. Joe. Okay, guys. Joe is currently outside.
He's outside. He's grabbing the badminton net.
He has 18 seconds left. He's bringing the badminton net in.
Yeah, he told me.
Outside.
He told me. Oh
my fucking goodness! He has 8 seconds left. He's pulling in an entire badminton net.
What's up, weenies?
No, Joe, get the Joe out of here. Ow!
Sorry.
My head.
He won't be coming back next week.
Hey, Joe, there you go. The first teeny weeny volleyball tournament. I love the idea of volleyball, and I'm down. Don't listen to David. Don't let him get you down. I have a question. Do you know what a butter knife is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a knife you use to spread butter.
Nice.
What do you mean?
Exactly, though. Like, it's a... What else? Tell me some other things about a butter knife.
It spreads butter. What else do you fucking need?
It's a little duller than, did you know that?
Yeah.
It's duller than like a steak knife.
Super.
40% of millennials do not know what a butter knife is.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I like that because that's how I feel when I talk to you. Like, I have to explain every third thing I say to you.
Really? What's a cell phone?
Well, that I don't know. but yeah, they say millennials can't cook now and that 40% don't know what a butter knife is.
That's cool. Instead, we invented Postmates, Uber, Lyft, every other fucking app you use.
That's weird. The people who invented that are in their 30s.
That's weird.
That's not
Maybe
you.
You're right about that stat, but still. A lot of younger people are doing a lot of great things.
Yeah.
So stop putting us fucking down.
It's
you
funny.
Old
if
fuck.
YouTube wasn't around, you'd be digging graves.
That's funny. If YouTube wasn't around, I'd be putting you in one.
You got me there. Well, listen, David, it's been really fun doing this podcast with you. I am leaving the show.
Thank the fucking Lord.
If I left the show,
what would I do?
Would you just stop?
Yeah.
You would. You hear that, guys? I'm integral. I'm integral to this podcast. Never forget it.
I'm important.
I'm important. If I leave, he'll just won't
no, yeah.
do it.
I mean,
so if you like the podcast, tweet that I tweet me. Tell me, compliment me.
No, it wouldn't make sense with anybody else. I really like our dynamic.
You could probably just get my mom to do it and be just as successful.
No, we'd stare into each other's eyes too much.
People pretty much love my mom.
We wouldn't get any work done. We'd just be touching each other. Right, Lorraine? She's silent right now. She said no comment. God, she's so.
She's gonna go home tomorrow, and she's really sad. And
yeah, we're going home.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to Boston. I'm going there for 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good luck vlogging my aunt and uncle.
I'm not vlogging. I'm actually just gonna have some family time. I'm not vlogging for the next 4 weeks, just so I can enjoy my time with her. Did you know that she's into ceramics? Because I found out the other day, and I booked a class for us at the Guggenheim. What'd you say? She says she's never been into ceramics.
She's also into
ecstasy, which she's on right now. She doesn't remember the conversation we had last night about ceramics. Your mom takes a bunch of classes in Boston, right? I heard.
Yeah.
What
does
she take?
Class.
Mindful. What's mindfulness? What does she do?
It's just like thinking about what you do before you do it, something you know nothing about.
That's so funny.
Cause and effect. She also takes a laughter class.
What?
Where people just laugh.
You're kidding.
No.
You're
I don't
kidding.
Know if she takes it, but they have it in her. Mom, do you take the laughter class? No. She opted out. But literally, they just sit there. It's a bunch of older people just laughing.
Really?
And that's supposed to make you...
What, do they listen to this podcast?
Oh!
What's up, guys?
Boom!
This is the
every
Views
Thursday.
Podcast every Thursday.
Dave and I have started to think too much alike, which is scary.
Your mom... You're...
I hate when you think of a joke before me, that the joke I was going to say, because there's nothing I can say. I can't go like, I was going to say that. If you had to take one person to Europe, let's say you were get your citizenship. If you had to take one person to Europe with, who would you take?
I mean, out of my friends?
Out of anybody.
Probably take you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then I would leave you in Slovakia for a vlog.
Dude, could you imagine how fun it would be to go back to my home country?
Oh my
film
God.
A video? It'd be so easy.
We'd have a good vlog that day.
We'd have the entire video done in literally the time we land at the airport. We'd be at the airport and we'd have the entire vlog done. Genuinely.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be so easy.
You could probably tell people you're coming and have a big, big crowd waiting for you.
In Slovakia?
Yeah. Hey, guys, really quick. I'm going to be in San Francisco on June 8th and Chicago on June 9th doing stand-up comedy, which has been a lot of fun. People are posting a lot of my bits online, which I don't love because I don't have a lot of material. But that's okay.
I got my wisdom teeth taken out the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes, you were there. Oh, and I got two others taken out like a year prior.
Yeah.
And he gave me the gas, and I knocked out completely.
Yeah.
Like, within seconds, I knocked out. And it was only me and Liza there and the doctor, so I think it was, like, a lot calmer. Uh-huh. This time, I brought all of you guys, and I couldn't knock out. And, like, it like, sent me to this, like, weird paralysis where I couldn't move, but I heard everything you guys were saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I felt a lot of it. And it was really scary.
I felt a lot on the teeth, the pain.
It wasn't like, no, it wasn't excruciating pain.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't at all. But I felt it. Like,
yeah.
It was like someone hitting me, like, with a hammer, but I'm not feeling sharp pain. I'm just feeling the pounding of it.
That's how it was when I had mine.
Yeah, so it wasn't anything I couldn't bear at all, but it was just so interesting because I was supposed to be knocked out. And you guys thought I was knocked out, right, for a little bit. You guys thought I was gone.
Yeah, we were talking all about you saying horrible things.
Yeah, and I was listening to fucking all of it.
Yeah.
And then I found out...
I'm sorry I called you a pussy.
That's what? You did? I missed that one. And then we got back home, and then I knocked out on my bed, and I went through my footage on my camera. And there's just like random clips of Jason in my Ferrari butt naked. And then there was another clip of Zane putting his asshole on my face while I was sleeping.
Yeah, because you're knocked out. And Natalie was like, we have to get clips. We have to do stuff to him. We have to draw dicks on his face. We've got to do something. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. So then I like took all my clothes off and got in your Ferrari, went down the 101, and Zane hung out the side of the window and shot me naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't even use it.
Yeah, I didn't use it. I didn't want to give you guys the satisfaction.
Well, let me tell you something. You've never felt freedom until you've driven a Ferrari naked.
I believe you. I did see it. You looked like you were fucking having a...
It was a blast. I'll tell you, that cool breeze.
It's kind of scary, though, because people... It's illegal to drive in California with the shirt off, I've heard.
What?
Yeah, so this is another fucking fact
that we probably made up.
Brought to you by the Views Podcast.
We need to hire a fact checker.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it's illegal to drive without your shirt off. So it's like, you could get really good. I mean, you were driving naked. Yeah. So imagine, because a Ferrari draws the most attention, like the most.
For sure.
So I'm surprised no one saw your junk or anything. And you're really low, so any big car can come right over you and look into your...
Oh, yeah. The truck driver came down and honked his horn.
How about this? How about this? What happened to us the other day? Remember the fucking pizza guy that came to Jonah's house?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was really weird. There was a pizza guy that came to the house. And people like order pizza to our house a lot, and I talk about this all the time. But someone ordered one to Jonah's house, and it was under his name, Nick Antonian. And the guy shows up to the door, and he's like, "Pizza for Nick Antonian." And we're like, "Is it paid for?" And the guy's like, "No." And we're like, "Okay, well, we didn't order it." And the guy's already fucking confused. He's like, "How'd you not fucking order it if this is your name?" Like, he's already getting, like, angry about it.
Right.
So we're like, "Yeah, we didn't order it." But then we're like, "Okay, fuck it. What's the pizza? Let's see it." So we look at the pizza. It's a 3-meat pizza, which is fucking pretty impossible for me to turn down. So I go, "Okay, guys, it's $45. Let's put some money together and get this pizza." So
it's here.
Yeah. So she gets the... So Maureen runs and gets the money from her dresser, and while she's there, I go, "Hold on, $45 for a fucking pizza and breadsticks? What's going on?" So now I get suspicious. I'm like, "I don't know if this is a real fucking pizza delivery guy." And I tell this to Jonah, and Jonah goes to him and goes, "Let me see your shirt," because he was wearing like a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
He's like, "Let me see your shirt." And the guy lifted up his shirt to show his Domino's shirt that he had underneath. And it was so funny because he was like fucking asking him as if he was the FBI. "Let me see your fucking credentials." So that checked out. So I'm like, okay.
Now I'm siding with the pizza guy. And I was there.
Yeah.
All this shenanigans you guys are doing.
No, I know.
We sat up and added it up.
Yeah, yeah. And then we were like doing the math. We're like, $45 for breadsticks and a pizza, like, it's not making any sense. It's so much money. And he didn't have a receipt. So we're like, okay, if this guy doesn't have a receipt, he's not a real fucking pizza guy. There's no fucking way. So then I go, "Excuse me, can you explain to me how it's $45?
Yeah.
And he steps in the house and he goes, "Listen, man, I don't fucking make the prices, okay? Just take the fucking pizza." Left the pizza, walked away, left the bag that the pizza was in,
yeah,
and went back to his car, and we never saw him again. That was crazy. He got so mad. He didn't fucking accept any of the money.
He got a taste of the Antonian household, which is so insane.
Yeah. And then,
even he couldn't take it.
And then everyone was so confused. They're like, why was he such a dick? And I was like, well, we did just question him coming to our house to deliver a pizza that he thinks that we ordered. So he was totally in the right to be mad at us.
Yeah.
But we were just, you know, it was just a bad situation because we didn't order the pizza. So we were super skeptical. I'm always so skeptical when food comes because I always think it's poisoned.
Yeah.
And I always think someone put some, like, you know, syringes in it. So it just wasn't a good scenario. But it was just so funny how the dude left. So I apologize to that Domino's guy. I'm sorry about that. Stop ordering pizza to our houses, please.
I was in a meeting today.
Yeah.
And it was with, like, this guy who's, like, who's been around Hollywood for a long time. Like, he's worked on a whole bunch of projects. And I was like, "Do you know Jason Nash?"
Uh-oh, here we go.
And he's like, yeah, I know Jason Nash. I think I came across him like about 22 years ago. I saw him somewhere. And yeah, we started talking and he's like, "How is he?" And he looked him up. He looked you up on Google. And he goes, like, in the middle of the meeting, he goes, "Wow, I don't remember him being this old." And like the entire fucking meeting lost it. We're like, "Yep, that's Jason."
Well, he couldn't have been that young if he saw me 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. That's why it was even more offensive.
It's funny when you get to be my age and you see people age and you do the same thing as what that guy did. You're like, "Oh."
Yeah, no, that was crazy. And it was so funny because everyone just started fucking cracking up.
Was Jack there?
At your expense. Yeah, Jack was there. My manager was there. And then the guy was like, "Holy fuck, you guys really fucking aged him quite a bit." And yeah, we're guilty for that.
Let me see a picture of this guy. Let me see how good he looks.
Do you know Michael Bolton? All right, guys. For the next part of the podcast, I have my friend Zane here.
Hi, guys. How are you
Zane,
doing?
I'm going to talk about this in the most generic way possible. Okay. You have a date coming up tonight.
Yeah.
Is this a secret? Zane just farted into the microphone.
I had to let that one out.
Okay, so you have a date tonight.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about this date?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, we'll talk about it. Are you nervous?
No.
No.
It's almost like I'm just like, I'm too lazy.
What do you mean?
Well, mainly lazy. I'd rather just chill here and talk with you.
You don't
want
to go on the date? I'm gonna do it.
Part of you wants to go on a date because you haven't gone on one in like a long time.
Yeah.
So you like wanna what are you most nervous about?
Not leaving on time. Like getting out of there fast.
You want to leave. It's already, dude, it's literally, it's already 10:08. What time are you guys meeting up?
I need to text her back.
There's going to be. Zane, where are you going on this date?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure. Yeah. Do you have any options?
Either my house or her house, probably.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you say it like that? Like you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
I actually forgot for a second.
Yeah.
Do you like being single, or you like the benefits of being in a relationship?
No, I like being single.
But right now, are you looking for someone? Are you just looking for a quick hookup, or are you looking for someone to like really take?
No, I honestly don't have. I just don't want to be committed to anything right now. I have my YouTube channel's enough. I can barely commit to that.
Are you gonna have?
It is really hard balancing a relationship with posting
once a month. You don't post that frequently.
I know it's honestly, it's because like when I post, I want it to be a really good video. I don't want to just vlog stuff and like half ass.
Cause you care about your viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
oh, fuck off. Fuck
off. Okay. Fair enough. And then, so there's a chance you want to go to her house. Yeah. You're telling me because it'll be easier to leave.
Why am I being interviewed? Like this is my first time ever.
Well, cause I haven't seen you go on a date like in a long time.
Yeah, no, this is a big deal for me.
Can I come? I fucking, dude, I want to come so bad.
You want to come? Just bring you along?
Yeah.
You know she's going to just leave me and be like, hey, David, what are you doing later?
No. Don't sell yourself short. First of all, don't sell yourself short. Second of all, I'm going to be a really good wingman. Yesterday, I was such a good wingman. We were at like a club.
Yeah.
And this girl liked Matt King. And Matt King liked this girl, and she came over to me, and I tried directing her straight to my friend, and I go, that's my friend Matt, you should go talk to him, he's an asshole. And she went over to him, and they talked for like an hour.
Oh, you like set her expectations low?
Yeah.
And then Matt's just like, hey, how are you doing?
And Matt fucking killed it.
Of course. No, Matt's really good.
Dude, he's so good with girls.
He's really good.
And he's not an asshole. So when she got there, she was like, she turned to me and she's like, what were you talking about? And I was like,
No, and I think it's because Matt's just knows everything. He's really just smart.
He's like a game of Jeopardy constantly. Yeah. Like he just spits out fun facts.
Exactly.
Yesterday he was talking about like some tribe. In like Northern Ireland, I don't even know. He really gets deep into things. Well, I wish you the best of luck on your day.
I really appreciate that. Would you like to come?
I know you're just kidding. Do you have any questions before you go from Jason?
Would you like to sleep with my day? Just answer the question. Do you want to sleep with my day?
Yes,
tonight?
Please.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any questions for Jason, who's an experienced dater?
Yeah.
Ask away.
Improvise. I'm not good at improvising. Do I have any questions for an experienced dater? Honestly, don't want any advice from Jason, to be honest. Yeah.
How's that? Why is that?
I don't know. Just things just seem to fall apart whenever they involve Jason. So
let's see. What can I say about you that's negative? David, go get my yellow legal pad.
I mean, you can make fun of me that this is my first time in like 3 years on a date. So.
I've always wondered that because you have such a likable personality, and every time we go out, like there's so many girls that like you, but you never pull the move. So
it's because those girls that like me, I don't like them back.
Oh,
it's never reciprocated for me ever.
Okay.
I only like girls who like me. It's pretty much how I do it. I wait for someone to like me, and then I get involved with them for a really long time. Like my ex-wife, I was like dating her. I broke up with her. She flew to New York and like, you know, found me in the street and was like, we have to be together. And I was like, no, okay.
Wait, your ex-wife said we have to be together?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was just like, I can't believe you broke up with me. We get along so good. You know we are best friends. You know that like when we're together, we laugh and we have the best time. And I was like, I just want to be single. I don't want to deal with anybody. And then I was like, I looked at my bank account. I had no money. And I was like, okay, sounds good. I'll move in.
Wow.
But it's really cool seeing that you still have a really good relationship with her because you were like talking to her on the phone today.
Yeah, let me tell you, that was a joke, the last thing. Like we really were like best friends.
I know.
Like we got along. Like we laughed. Like how me and David get along and have sex.
That was an edit that we made later because his...
his ex-wife listened to the podcast, so we had to edit that in just to make sure.
Now I'm going
to
edit this in. David's lying.
But yeah, no, I wish you the best on the date. Can you FaceTime me at least?
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah. When exactly do you want me to FaceTime you?
Wait, let's walk.
Should
through.
It be?
Stop fucking playing God with every single person in this friend group.
Hey,
honestly, stop playing God. FaceTime me later. He's almost going to do it. He said yes.
You know what I would love? I would love if my friends asked me stuff like this. Back home, all my friends were like, text me, keep me updated, and it was the best feeling. You guys don't give a rat's ass about any of you guys. I'm here
because
because
we know you don't give a fuck. That's why you don't give a fuck.
No, I genuinely do.
I will text you in your intimate
moments. Not you. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm talking about Zane. I want to know about Zane.
Zane, yeah, go.
Okay, Zane. Let's run through this moment. She gets there. She goes, hi, Zane. Nice to meet you. Because you guys haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Right? It's an online thing. You guys met online. Hi, Zane. How are you? What do you want to do? What are you going to say?
There's a really good movie that I heard about on Netflix. You want to watch it?
Under My Covers.
Under My Covers.
But we have to watch it in the dark. Okay. So you're going to go straight to the movie?
Probably, yeah.
Do you have snacks at your house?
I have nothing at my house. No food, no nothing. I don't even have like water.
Goes south, you can always call on your roommate, Matt King.
What do you mean by go south?
Like if it doesn't go well.
Ew, you're dirty.
No.
Stop. That's not what I mean. Get your mind out of the
If it doesn't go well, you can always call your friend, Matt King, and he can take over because he's so good at talking.
Yeah, or I could just call you because I know that's what you want. I just want to take her.
I don't want to take her.
Yes, you do.
No. Nope.
I showed you a picture of her and you're like, oh, can you FaceTime me when you're with her?
Yeah, you're right. I do want her.
David, do you hate me?
Honestly?
Yeah, I just feel like you haven't been really responding to my texts lately.
Do you want me to be honest? Or you want me to lie?
Yeah.
Okay. I do. Okay. No, I actually don't hate you at all.
All right, well, that's it for this tonight's podcast. Thank you for subscribing to
me. All right, guys. Everybody go wish Zane good luck on this.
Heath and I are about to start a podcast.
Joe, edit this out.
Definitely.
Zane's plugging himself. Edit this out, Joe.
Get ready for that.
We are setting up the channel right now.
It's going to be great.
Okay, that's it. And that's all the time we have for today's podcast. That's the lesson for today's podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe on our YouTube channels. Tweet me at David Erberg. Tweet him at Jason Nash. Check out our Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
And go buy some of our merch. Merch is fun. It's a good time.
Yep.
And we'll be around if you need us. See you guys later. This has been the Views Podcast. My name's Jeff. Bye.